This is Smart Tech, episode 1718, 10 great Apple Watch apps you should be using. Tick tock, and welcome to this episode of Smart Tech. I'm your host, Chuck Minear. And today, we're going to go over 10 great apps that you should be using on your Apple Watch. What? You don't have an Apple Watch, you say? Well, you should get one. Whether you're an Apple user or an Android user or any other kind of user, the Apple Watch, especially the newest version, Apple version 3, will let you use the watch without having an iPhone attached to it. And it just does pretty much everything you need it to do. I'm still using my Series 1, where, as I said, we're up to Series 3. And I'm still using my Series 1, and I have no plans to upgrade at this point, as long as this watch keeps working. So it does pretty much everything I want it to do. The Apple Watch Series 3 does even more and does it faster and better. But you can also pick up some Series 1 for quite a bit less money, and the Series 2 also. So if you're looking to save some bucks, then you probably want to invest in an older version of the Apple Watch, because they're all really good. But the Apple Watch that gives you the most is version 3. So if you want to figure out, do I really want an Apple Watch or do I want something else? This might be a good episode for you anyway. Just see some of the apps you can get for the Apple Watch. If you want a list of these, you can go to our website, www.smarttech.tv, www.smarttech.tv. And we'll have show notes there. We'll have places you can ask questions if you want to, or put in your own apps that maybe I forgot or haven't even used. There's so many available that I could be here all day just going through great apps on the Apple Watch. Some of these apps are free. In fact, most of them are free. Some of them come with the Apple Watch. And there's one or two of them that cost money. But the ones that I recommend that cost money are worth the money. So let's dive right in. Now, just to be totally transparent here, I read an article by Johnny Evans in Computer World a few months ago, and he had an article, or has an article, called 8 Killer Apps Apple Watch Owners Need. I'm going to add 2 of my own. I like all 8 of his. I'm going to steal his 8, but I'm also going to add 2 of my own to make it an even 10. So here we go. Let's get going. Oh, and I'll put a link to that article on the website. So number 1, Apple Pay. Once you start using it on an Apple Watch, you'll probably use it the most. You can do things like pay for public transport, buy groceries at almost every shop when you're eating out or at a bar or wherever. Apple Pay on Apple Watch is nice to have because, you know, if you forget to bring cash with you, you just swipe your watch in front of the machine and put in your passcode, and voila, you have paid for whatever it is you need to pay for. And it's safe. It encrypts and rewrites the numbers in a way that are unique every time you use the watch. And so it's probably the safest way to pay, as well as one of the easiest ways to pay. It's convenient and it's easy to use, and it's kind of a go-to solution. But what would be nice if they would link supermarket loyalty cards to be built in with it some way, so that you can, you know, get credit when you use the Apple Watch. And I'm sure they'll come up with all that kind of stuff in the near future. And of course, that's free on your Apple Watch. There's another app that's free, and it's called iTranslate. And it's been around for a little while, actually. When you're traveling around, you know, if you've ever traveled like through Europe, you know how much stress it can be when people don't speak the language that you speak. This app can translate what you say from English to over 90 other languages. All you need to do is record your words by tapping the mic button on the watch, and then those words will be translated and displayed on the screen. You can also use the speaker button to make the watch speak the translated messages. And it's probably not going to translate an in-depth conversation, but if you want to buy a meal or ask for something on a menu or pick product pricing or clothing sizes, it is very useful. Number three is the activity app. Now, this is a good app, especially for us people who spend a lot of time in front of your devices writing things and reading things or writing about digital health, right? But even if you're not the most active person, you can get a lot out of the activity app. It reminds you when you should stand up. And there are circles that indicate different activities, and they help you get a grip on just how fit or unfit you're becoming. And then there's a step counter, and you know, we all should be doing 10,000 steps a day. And yeah, anyway, Apple's really onto something with the watch as a fitness tracker. And what's nice is that as new features and new sensors are developed, this can be updated. So this is why I like the Apple Watch. It just doesn't check your stats that are available now, but it has the capability of being upgraded in the future as people figure out how to use the sensors that are built in even more effectively. And, you know, it even does your, takes your heart rate. And so that's really nice. The next one is the Streaks app. Now, the Streaks is a brilliant app, and it helps you improve how you manage and build habits. So the principle is simple. You just think of a few habits you want to improve, and the app will provide you with a bunch of tools to help you build better habits. Want to walk more, read more, win more Apple Design Awards? Because Streaks won this year. Every time you complete a task, your streak is recorded, and the app works with Apple's health app to help you track what you do and hopefully improve your habits. It's a neat way to help you successfully make significant lifestyle changes. Our next app is communications. There's different ways you can communicate with the Apple Watch, and it's really neat. For example, you can designate certain people in your contact book to be VIPs, and then tell your Apple Watch, I want to see notifications for my VIPs. And when new messages come through from them, they come right up on your watch. You can also, of course, see every message you get on your watch, and that can be a little irritating. So making it only show what you want it to show is probably a good idea. Now, you can also make calls from your Apple Watch and handle messages or text messages using the watch. And the mic is actually pretty good on the watch, and you can chat and work while you're talking on the watch. You can create your own canned responses for messaging, and you can also dictate unique responses into the watch. Uber app on your wrist. The Uber Apple Watch app is a great way to get a ride fast without needing to pull your iPhone out on an unfamiliar street. There'll probably be other apps from other services, or might be already, that I don't know about. But it is nice to have it on your watch. And if you're an Uber user, you can use it often and free. Sleep Plus Plus. This app uses the motion tracking sensors in your Apple Watch to monitor your sleep patterns, passing the data over to your iPhone, where you'll find the insights you need to help improve your sleep. Great app. Just make sure you charge your watch first, because you don't want it, you know, dying in the middle of the night. Dark Sky. It's an actual weather app, and there is a weather app already, but this is absolutely the best up-to-the-minute weather app you'll find. It offers lots of detail and a host of additional info with a single swipe. It's $3.99. Now I want to add a couple more of my own. Overcast. Overcast is one of the best podcast apps on the iPhone. It lets you download podcasts automatically. You can subscribe to things like you can in the Apple Podcast app. But what's nice is there's a control, an Overcast control built for the Apple Watch. So you can load Overcast, you can run Overcast, a lot of the features from your watch. And you can give Siri a command and then have it open a certain podcast, and then you can play it using the watch. So it's a nice little addition. One of the things I really like about Overcast is you can play a podcast at a faster speed without changing the pitch. Normally, in the old days, if you wanted to speed up a recording, you know, it sounded like Mickey Mouse. But with newer technology, you can compress the time frame of a podcast and it'll talk faster like this, but you won't change the pitch. And you can adjust that to just a little bit, save you a little bit of time to quite fast. It depends on the host of the podcast, whether you can understand it or stand them talking that fast. But it's a great app, Overcast. And finally, I'll tell you what, the thing that kind of overrides all of these things is the app Siri. Siri is the personal messenger, the voice that talks to you from your phone. We've all heard the term now. And Siri lets you do things on your watch that are really handy, but you don't have to actually touch the watch. If you're driving, you can send a text to somebody while you're driving or walking or whatever, and you just ask Siri to do this, and then you dictate the message, and you can send the message. You can have her read it back to you. You can do things like control. If you have any smart devices in your home, you can control them using Siri. And I'll tell you what, I always forget that she's there lots of times, or he. You can make a Siri a he, but you can, yeah, my wife has a British male Siri, so I don't even want to go into that. But you can ask Siri to do so many things that sometimes you forget that she's there. I use her mostly to set reminders or tasks. If I want to, and you can create multiple lists. So let's say you're in your reminders app. That's kind of the 11th one, right? But you're in the reminders app. You can create different lists. Like I have a list in reminders. It's just my regular to-do list, and it's my default. And if I tell Siri to remind me about something, it goes on that list. But I can also tell Siri, hey, put something on my Home Depot list or put something on my grocery list, and then set reminders to remind me when I get to that location. It's location based. So as I get close to Home Depot or inside Home Depot, it comes up and it can come up right on my watch and tell me, hey, here's your list of things that you need to buy at Home Depot. Here's your list of things that you need to buy at the grocery store. And so having multiple lists is great. And Siri will do things like, you know, tell you the weather, tell you the time, if you can't, you know, look at your watch or whatever you need it to do. So it's a really handy app. So those are my 10, stealing 8 from somebody else, but totally agreeing with those, and my 2 to add to that. What do you use? If you have an Apple Watch, what are your favorite apps on your Apple Watch? What do you use the most? Why don't you go on our website and tell us? It's www.smartteck.tv. You click on the show notes for this episode, and then you scroll down to the bottom and you can leave a comment. And we love to read your comments. Another place you can leave comments is on our Facebook page. We get a lot of comments on our Facebook page, and you can find that by going to the website, and over on the right-hand side, there'll be a big Facebook button. Just click on that and you can like us and follow us on Facebook. You can leave comments on Facebook. You can engage in smart tech conversations, whatever you want to do in that case. You can also like us on Facebook and follow our Twitter feed and our Instagram feed. Our social media is all there. You can like individual episodes or the whole of Smart Tech. We really appreciate your patronage, your listenership. We're glad that you're part of the Smart Tech family. And we hope that this timely episode has made you just a little bit smarter about tech.